The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Hey, you know, you and I have been doing this for a long time. You and I have been meeting together now for over 21 years, Monday through Friday, 3:30 to 6. We've been doing this a long time, but what we do here every day has never, ever been more important. It's never been more important to be an LTD, someone who listens, thinks, and discerns from a biblical worldview. We saw it in this last election. I was shocked by the number of Christians who did not discern the events of the election from a biblical worldview. I was amazed. I expect that from the world. I expect that from the unregenerate people that don't know Christ as Savior. I don't expect them to view things from a biblical worldview, to understand that God really is in control. But Christians. And I can almost guarantee you things are going to get worse. Things are going to get, I hope not, but I think the economy is going to get worse. Our religious freedoms are going to be eroded very, very quickly. Abortion is going to be on the rise. There is going to be more pushback against the church. People who simply believe in biblical morality and biblical values are going to be more and more marginalized. It's going to get worse, folks. It's not going to get better. It is going to get worse. But it's okay.
You mean, Bob, we're just supposed to sit back and do nothing?
Oh, no, 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 no. I never, ever, ever said that. Never have, never will. But listen to me, folks. God has a calendar. And he's got that whole calendar all filled out. There's a prophetic calendar. God knows exactly when things are going to happen in his calendar of events. And by the way, I really do believe that we're living in the end times. And I know, hey, listen. I grew up in a Bible-believing church with a pastor who believed in biblical prophecy. And guess what? 60 years ago, my pastor was saying, we're living in the end times. Jesus could come back tonight. Jesus is going to come back soon. I grew up singing, coming again, coming again, maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening. And then we always change, and will be soon coming. I grew up with that 60 years ago.
Well, Bob, Jesus hasn't come back yet.
Well, don't forget, time is immaterial to God. Time doesn't mean anything to God. And if you understand biblical prophecy, if you understand what it's going to be like in the end times, if you do, if you have any kind of handle on the book of Revelation, Ezekiel, if you, Daniel, if you have any handle on biblical prophecy at all, I think you have to come to the conclusion we are getting much, much closer than we have ever been.
Well, but you just said, Bob, when 60 years ago your preacher said Jesus could come soon and he hasn't come yet.
Well, that's very true. But we're certainly 60 years closer than we were back then. Many things were getting bad back then, but not like today. Oh, no, 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 no. So, what do? We do what we can. We get involved in the political process. We understand candidates and issues. We vote wisely. We exercise our rights, our privileges as citizens. But far more important, we win people to Jesus. We prepare people for the return of Christ. We make sure that in a dark world that is getting darker almost by the minute, we make sure that we are lights. We make sure that in a world that is losing hope, we be beacons of hope. That's why I was so disturbed. Hey, if you listen to this program, you know I voted for Donald Trump. I wanted Donald Trump to be reelected. I really did. I wish he had been reelected. Okay, I don't apologize for that. I'm not ashamed of that by any stretch of the imagination. But my world did not come to an end when Donald Trump was not elected. And I know a whole host of Christians, their whole world came to an end because Donald Trump was not elected or reelected president. I know Christians that were in the pits of despair and gloom. Why? Why would any child of God who understands that we serve a sovereign God, why would any Christian lose hope because of the outcome of an election? Here's one suggestion. Because they were putting far too much trust in a politician and not nearly enough trust in a sovereign God. I told you repeatedly, I supported Donald Trump as much as I possibly could, but I did not put my trust in him. When he did something good, I praised him. When he did something dumb, I said, well, he's my president, but he just did something really dumb. I never put my faith and trust in him, but so many Christians put their faith and trust in an office, in a president, in an individual, rather than in God's word and the God of God's word. Now is not a time to be filled with hopelessness and despair. Now is a time to shine our lights brighter than they have ever shone before. God knows what he's doing, and even if persecution would come here in America, persecution against Christians, we don't have persecution today. It's uncomfortable. It's becoming more difficult to be a Bible-believing Christian. But we don't have persecution. But if persecution were to come, take a look at the history of the church. Most of the great revivals in the last 2,000 years have occurred during times of persecution. Here's the problem. One of the problems why we don't see revival, we're not willing to pay the price. We want comfort. We want ease more than we want revival. It's an opportunity to reevaluate our priorities. Hey, it's Friday. I'd love to hear from you. What do you want to talk about today? My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live once again. It's 22 minutes after the top of the hour on an open phone Friday. Pardon me. Oh, good grief. Got a tickle in my throat. I apologize. Didn't get to the button in time. And I'm going to go to the phones here pretty quick. All right. I got Paul in Grove City. Paul, hang on just for a moment. All right. Hang on. Just got an email from one of our listeners who said, question, if God is in control and based on your exclamations, why then was Trump not reelected? That's actually a pretty good question. And the answer is God had another plan. Here is one of the most amazing things about the God we serve. He is absolutely sovereign over the affairs of man and over the affairs of the universe. He is absolutely sovereign. And yet, at the same time, in his infinite wisdom, he has given mankind free will. Now, those are exclusive of each other. The sovereignty of God should absolutely rule out the free will of man, and the free will of man should absolutely rule out the sovereignty of God. And only God could make them work together. And I got all kinds of illustrations that I could use that I've used through the years, and none of them fully illustrate that truth, but it is truth. Yes, God is sovereign. Yes, God has given us free will. And ultimately, God knows all the decisions we will make, and none of those decisions disrupt his plan. Well, Bob, I don't understand that. Join the club. Neither do I. When you try with your finite mind to understand the mind of an infinite God, you're in big trouble. A finite mind cannot comprehend an infinite God nor his plans. But I have faith, full, complete faith in the Word of God. And I accept what the Word of God tells me about God and man. So, did God know that Trump was not going to be reelected? Sure he did. It was no surprise to him. Surprised to a lot of other people. Did the election of Joe Biden totally destroy God's plan for America? No, not at all. Not at all. All right, so I hope that helps. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Paul. Well, he says he's in Grove City, but if you're a regular listener, you know he's in the Witness Protection Program. Who knows where he really is or if Paul is his real name. I don't even think Paul is his real name. How are you, man?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, what's up, my buddy? What's up, my buddy, Bob?
Paul.
My buddy.
What's happening, man?
I've been missing you for 2 weeks, but I did get a a heck of an honorable mention with my own pastor there, filling in, pinch hitting for you for a week, and it was really just interesting to listen to him on your program.
Wait a minute. Your own pastor said something nice about you? Someone who knows you more than I do?
No. I mean, it was really interesting just to listen to him. Him and his wife, they came across to me like a Family Life Today show. You know,
That
husband and wife team that's on there now.
Well, I knew they would do a good job. What's on your mind, Paul?
Hey, listen, you're speaking to the choir here, Bob, because when Trump didn't get it, it was like, oh boy, you know, we had talked all about everything. I mean, I thought I can handle it, but you know, to see what the man is doing now that is so anti-God. I mean, you said even yesterday yourself, Bob, that he's as much pro-choice, you know, pro-abortion, whichever your persuasion, as what Donald Trump was, pro-life. And that's just one of the issues, you know, with killing the jobs. But I guess my bottom line question, Bob, to without, you know, falling all to pieces here is how do we pray? We're supposed to pray for our leaders. I know that. But, man, it's just so hard for this man, you know, to pray. Give me an example of what to pray for him, because he is so set with an agenda that they have in mind to do what they're doing to our country. And
let me give you a biblical answer. Let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, thine be done. We pray that God will speak to Joe Biden. We pray that God will get a hold of his heart. I don't believe he's born again. I don't believe that for a minute. But we pray for his salvation. We pray that God would touch him. We pray that God would direct him. And we pray that God would protect us from the evil decisions that he is making. I didn't agree with all the decisions that Donald Trump made, but he didn't make evil decisions. He made some dumb decisions. He said some really dumb things. But while he was in office, he really didn't do anything evil. Supporting abortion, destroying marriage, redefining marriage. Hey, that's evil. So we pray against evil. But then we put our faith and trust in God, which is what, Paul, that's what the Christian church has done for 2,000 years. In face of dictators, in face of persecution, in face of genocide, the Christian church has prayed and remained faithful to God and trusted him for their future. And that's what we're to do today.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Hang in there, brother.
Yeah.
Hang in there. Now is the time for us to shine. Now is the time for us to be bastions of hope and faith. Always good to talk to you, Paul. God bless. We'll be back.